Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Sunday night. It's 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 7:30 if you're on the Central side. And we are here every Sunday at this time with a great friend of ours. Her name is Jody Bear. Jody and I met many, many years ago as a result of a referral from a friend. You know how it goes. Somebody says, you got to talk to this person. So I said, sure, I'll talk to this person. Her name is Jody Bear. He said, okay, I'll talk to Jody. So as soon as I got on the phone with Jody, there was something about being on the phone with Jody that I just said, you know, there's this electricity. I don't know, did I step in something? Like, am I being zapped? I don't know what's going on. There's a certain energy that's coming through the phone. I playfully say this. And then I was listening to her as we were just kind of chatting back and forth. And I'm like, man, this gal's got a lot of stuff going on. And she's sharp. Like, and she's moving. I mean, this gal's moving. I mean, I'm going to have a hard time keeping up. You know, and most people, I'm the pace setter most of the time. So when I'm saying, like, I'm going to have a hard time keeping up with this gal. So we started doing our thing, if you will, and one thing led to another. And when we first got started, there was some adversity because the company she was working with kind of got shut down. And one thing led to another. She said, what are we going to do? I said, we're going to document your level of success and your ability to handle these types of issues on Building Fortunes Radio. We're going to do it anyway. And that's what we did. We've been doing these radio shows. And I'll share with you, Jody Bear is spelled J-O-D-E-E, and then Bear is B-A-E-R. She's a health coach. But Jody Bear has exceeded my wildest expectations. And I think pretty big many times where I said, okay, not only is she going to rebound, but we've watched Jody do super duper well besides in business and home-based businesses and things like that. As a health coach, she's helped people lose like a million pounds, and that's not an exaggeration. She's also, I showed her like how to use the webcam and the microphone on things like Restream, and we've been all over the place, and she's been all over the place on regular radio shows as well as television. And then one thing led to another, and then all of a sudden she says she's going to write a book. I'm like, yeah, okay, go for it. And then it was going to be, I'm going to write more books. And now, Peter, we're international bestsellers, and some of you have even heard her breaking international bestsellership, if that's a word, right here on Building Fortunes Radio. It's kind of like, got another country, got another country, got another country, got another country. So for those people that are wondering, I mean, Jody's just amazing. And she's promoting something she's got going on in February of this year. And we will be here, you know, talking about all those types of issues as well as she's been working on. But pay attention. Go to Health Coach Jody on Building Fortunes Radio. And I think if you go to drjodee.com, drjodee.com, you'll be able to find a lot of her stuff as well. But Jody, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Well, thank you for giving me a new visual, Peter, because now I think we need to patent something, Peter. It's the Mingles Bear Zapper. Mingles starts with Pringles, let's put a little salt on it, and
that's
Bear
it.
Just doesn't seem like it's going to be anything as far as, you know, it's not going to be anything timid. We are just going to be the Zapper, because it truly is, Peter. Sometimes the one thing I haven't told you lately, other than I'm not going to break out in songs, have I told you lately that I love you? I really do. I adore your enthusiasm. I respect your work ethic. I just love, love, love working with you. That's why we've done this for 11 years. Do you believe that? 11
That's
years
crazy.
We've been out there. And guess what? 11, it's a divine number. It's an angel number. It's an absolute amazing, you know, to think that we've been together this long. And it always is something that as Bob Bear was just doing his thing, and he was walking through the living room, and he said, oh, just go do your Mingles thing. I said, yes, Mingles rhymes with Pringles. Let's just, you can't eat just one. That's why I've been with you for 11 years, Peter. And I will say that something that Martin Pratt, who is content creator extraordinaire, he needed to be a guest very, very soon on our radio show. But the other thing I was going to say, Peter, is you have a connection ability. You have a way of connecting people. But it's one thing to connect people. It's quite another to connect your community. And you've always done that unashamedly, unabashedly. You've done that for me and the countless people that are on your Building Fortunes Radio. We'll have a new announcement here in a couple of weeks. I'm going to call you back when we're done. We got to set up another appointment. Just that connection. But community is what it's all about. And community starts with, as you gave me the insight to talk about New Year's resolutions last week, and I thought, it's a resolve. Resolve to do something better in this next new year. Well, that took on a life of its own this week about resolve, because resolution is something you kind of do to compromise yourself with another person, place, or thing. And resolve is that you're going to do it from within. And this really epitomizes my guest here tonight. And, yes, I just had to give you your own effusive introduction, Peter, because you always do it with me. And I'm going to make this very, very short. Yes, I am America's top foundational health coach. When I was in a traditional practice, we had 30,000 clients come through my doors, and we lost 1.1 million pounds. And then the one thing I have never done really well is retire. And I unretired thanks to Bob Baer saying, no one does what you do. Heal people's bodies, because the body is a miracle-making machine. It can and will heal itself. I don't do anything, but the body does it all. And I was able to come in, and thankfully, through the work that I've done with Dr. Jim Marinakis, who has been my guru, my teacher, and bringing me through my own health crisis of stage 4 cancer, that I can say he has become my guru, my teacher, my trainer, and now he is my partner with Healthopedia. He has written his own chapter of the book. Now we're full-fledged partners. But he said to me at the end of our very successful book run that we became actually Amazon bestseller in 13 countries, and we did it in 3.5 hours. It was a record. And what was so beautiful about this is that we just keep setting records because of the community that I find myself in, like this lovely lady tonight, you're just going to want to give her this big soulful hug and have her in your lifetime anyway, because she's just that kind of a person and a professional and a beautiful woman. But Peter, that's what this is all about, connecting people in Building Fortunes Radio. It's connecting people with a vision, a dream, and I resolved that I was going to do something from my dream and my vision on that 1984 goal card that said, I will pen the Eastern medical version of the PDR. I can say that we got our hard-bound copies today in the mail, and these are from the distribution side, not the desktop side that you get from Amazon. We just didn't decide to do one book just from the Amazon side. Oh, no, that would not fit Health Coach Jody. That would not fit Dr. Jody, whose why is better way. I was going to go ahead and do it from the side of distribution as well. So stay tuned. We're now in our warehouse with the publisher and the printer. We are in the warehouse with our copy strong to then start being distributed to hit New York Times bestseller. Did I say New York? And I'm not talking where you live in New York. We're talking about New York City, Peter, and we're talking about New York Times bestseller. Something that I've always wanted to do, and here it just unfolded in my life because I resolved that we were going to get this book out here. I resolved in 1984 that I will pen the Eastern medical version of the PDR, which is the physician's desk reference. And I can tell you, when these hard copies hit my doorstep today, I just went, Eureka! Because it looks like the PDR. You know, the desk reference when you go into a Western medical doctor and is sitting there with that red bound copy, it looks like this, because you can take these 40 authors and you can take their 5 to 7 to 10 action steps. If you do one action step a day, you will have enough for the next 349 days until the end of the year. If you take one healthy habit, one suggestion, one mindfulness, one prayerful suggestion in your spiritual pillar, one physical suggestion, one emotional suggestion, one mental, one financial suggestion, will you be a better, healthier person in 2024? Absolutely. And to say that we've evolved, it's an ongoing thing, because it really is, and I've said it so many times, but I always want to give Papa Les Brown credit for this. He said, what we need in this world is a community of conscious, heart-centered servant leaders. And the way he says heart-centered, and this woman is heart-centered today, and it will be my absolute pleasure and delight, Peter, to introduce not only my colleague, but my health coaching clients, and truly my intimate bestie. And we're going to just talk a little bit about this and how adversity sometimes breeds familiarity. But you're going to experience and be able to feel what she talks and conducts herself and labels herself as an inner harmony coach, Karen Rudolph. Back to you, Peter.
Perfect. We're going to take a little quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with Jody and Karen. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Can't wait to hear your guest. For those people that are listening in, make sure you check her out at drjody.com, as well as the previous Building Fortunes Radio shows. And Karen Rudolph is going to have a guest page on our website, so you'll be able to take a look at what she's been working on as well. So, Jody, back to you.
Yes, Karen, with her bevy and her own library of books that looks like the Library of Congress. She's such an accomplished woman. And that's what we're going to have down in Boca. I really didn't mention that, but do go to drjodee.com/upcoming-events. It's now on the homepage, because we are very close to being sold out. We've only got 150 tickets for this. This is not an event, ladies and gentlemen, where you're going to go and get so pumped up by people and I've got to take a nap for about a month. Oh, no. This is where you're going to experience what I experienced for Dr. Jim Marinakis, but you're not going to have to start from the stage 4 cancer place. But if your body needs repair, he's going to show you how the body can come back and revitalize to that vital energy we all need. And why is this important? Because he's going to bring us back through the process. So in this experiential workshop, you're going to hear from authors. You're going to hear from all the A-lister speaker authors that we have in this beautiful book, because I resolved that we were going to do something of epic proportions, and we did. But to think that you can leave having the tools, not just talking about health, but know how to do health. Everybody kind of knows that you need to walk, you need to eat right, you need to meditate, whatever. But how do you encompass it in a simple, easy, sustainable way each and every day? You see, everyone wants to have more, but when you can be more, you'll have more. And that is the essence of Karen Rudolph. I met Karen when we were coaching with Les Brown. I saw her pop through the screen, and we were doing this wonderful interaction that I remember Karen said to Les that her name is Karen. She says, but I'm not just any Karen. And boy, did she prove that right. Karen Rudolph, Tranquil Solutions. She puts soul in her coaching. That's why she's an inner harmony coach. She's an intuitive. That soul in your goal, S-O-U-L. But she also shows you how to put soul, how to put action in it, S-O-L-E, and give you solutions. But she is absolutely my friend from being a colleague. I knew she had a right in this book, and she said yes. And we absolutely bonded in 0.03 seconds on the phone. Who knew that I would have the honor of becoming her health coach? Many of you know that I had a situation with demoldifying my body. Karen was also a victim of Hurricane Ian down in Sarasota, Florida. And she was having some health struggles, and how humbled and honored I am that only that I could give her my experience of going through to the other side of my mold experience, but then my expertise of being a health coach. As Bernie Siegel said, there are no coincidences. Karen Rudolph, you've come into my life to be a solution in my soul, and we're going to walk it out together. Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio, Karen.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. What a great honor and privilege. Thank you both. And Peter, thank you for your time and energy as well. Wow. Great to be here.
Oh, it is great to have you. So let's just dive in to what you have written in our book and why you're excited to be in Boca, why you've given me a number of leads. I'm going to be meeting with your naturopathic doctor over in Boca, but I love the title. And yes, Karen is on page 266. If you want, but if you really want to get her whole story, you got to buy the book. But I love the language of healing, words as medicine. How and why are words medicine for your healing soul and for your clients as well?
Because I believe that every thought we think affects every cell of our body, and every cell of our body is comprised of around 78% water. And it's already been proven scientifically that our thoughts create things. Everything is energy. So your cells containing this water with the thoughts are now being attracted to your organs, and your organs are going to create your ease or dis-ease. So I've taken it upon myself to start shifting that energy, because we get into patterns as human beings, and we keep creating the outcomes, and we want something else, but we don't know how to get that other thing. So that's where I step in. That's fun. I love it.
Well, and you do it with such grace and ease. And I think about, this has got to be something that you've emanated in your life this year, because this year was not easy for you. But a setback is always a setup for a comeback. But your power quote, life is a conversation which emanates from within. We do have that commonality, since I was paralyzed from my shoulders on down, and it took me 6 months to be able to feel my legs again. You being such a horsewoman down in Costa Rica, having a wonderful ride of your life with that equine, a fur person that you love, these horses, and you found yourself having an accident and having no feeling in your legs. You were a messed up, couldn't feel anything in a country that you didn't speak the language much. You must have just been down to a holiday, and it turned into a horror day and week. But you lived that life as a conversation, which emanates from within. I just got to honor you, Karen. I don't hear you complain. You know that this is something, as Les Brown says, that you are going through, you'll get through. And you really do, you do just epitomize Wallace D. Waddle saying, thoughts are things, words have meaning. A thought which is a thing which is produced by the thought. And you are creating this healing thing with you. So how did you get through to saying, I'm going to get out of Costa Rica, out of this hospital, I'm getting home, I will be okay. Just give us a couple of minutes of, that's something. That's a big, hairy, I'm going to say the word ASS deal. It is you.
All right. Well, I really get present too. I have a choice. I always have a choice. Every moment and every day, I have a choice. And as I was laying there in the hospital bed, unable to move, and it wasn't the most comfortable, shall I say, I literally was in a diaper. It was embarrassing. It was just like all of the above. And attitude is everything. Attitude is everything. And if I look at the quote, conversation emanates from within, communication emanates from within, what am I communicating to myself? And I've been trained in team management leadership. I've been trained in communication. I've been trained in all these different modalities. So what conversation, number one, am I going to tell myself? And I immediately started prioritizing my thoughts. It was like, no, I'm going to concentrate on my healing, and I'm going to create a team that's going to support me getting back to the States. And once I get back to the States, then I can manage everything else. But I'm only going to focus on what's immediately. I'm looking down at my feet. I could not move, but just barely a hair of a toe. And as I'm looking out the window at what I thought was a mountain, it was actually a volcano in Costa Rica, I'm thinking, to have the faith of a mustard seed, like, how do I move that mountain? Do I blow on it? And I'm blowing, you know, and I'm like making light of it. But the reality was, it was a process, because as I'm looking at my feet not moving, it's like one iota, one little baby toe at a time. And I just kept reminding myself, every step is closer, every step is closer. So that's really how I did it.
And I mean, and surgeries and pins and this, that, and the other. And all of a sudden in October, when we had, after we had our book hit Amazon bestseller, we had that lovely lunch, and I'm going, Karen, you know, I know you just had hip surgery. So, oh, I'll be there. Now, you have that tenacity, that resilience that you just push. You pray until something happens. And I love what you
show up.
Because you are a, you show up. You just show up.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
When you said in on page 270 in that you talk about embracing change and shaping reality, there is somebody. That's what I picked out of your chapter. There is somebody out there that is going to say, I'm in this thing. How do you reshape reality? Give us an example.
Oh, gosh, I'm always reshaping reality because reality is always changing. So, you know, we'll just take the mold. You know, the reality is, you know, I'm dealing with all this mold. I'm dealing with health issues. I have a choice. I can shape the reality by taking an action step, something that's going to bring me closer to my intention, because I set the intention that my health is my wealth. My home is my castle. If I'm not living in alignment with that, then I'm not choosing from a heart-centered space. So when I'm able to, like, really get centered in, like, what's important, what do I want, I always have a why. My why is, you know, I set my intention according to my why. If everything is energy, what am I creating in my reality? Well, I definitely don't want to be creating mold. You know, some things are out of our heads. But I also like to think the universe is bringing it to us, because if they're bringing it to us, there's a lesson that we can step up and become something greater than we know ourselves to be. And that's really, so it's always a choice. Like, do you want to stay in your comfort zone and just exist, or do you want to step out and adventure and live life, you know, especially if this size, to me, this is theoretically, or not even theoretically, to me, this is heaven on earth. So I want to create it as the heaven I choose to see and feel, most importantly, feel, then so I can have that reality, then what's possible?
Oh, and Karen, I mean, then here this is, because you just show up. Just what was it, 3 weeks that you were out of hip surgery, and you're driving from Sarasota to Boca? I'm going, boy, she's a beast. You know, she's going to do it anyway. She's going to, you know, no matter, an NMW, no matter what. But had we not sat across the table, or, I mean, I'm going, she's got mold. And I started, that's not exactly the thing when you're eating this lovely a mushroom pizza with cauliflower crust and goat cheese at the farmer's table. That's my very favorite meal of all time for lunch. And it's just saying, Karen, are you suffering from mold? I mean, I just get down and just ask us, and you said, yes. Remember that conversation?
I do. I thought it was allergies, actually. But, yes. Yeah.
That's great. And reality check. And then I found out that you too have been living with this deal. And if you look on Facebook and Instagram, I did a year in review, and I went into going on a lion hunt. I'm not afraid. Oh, look, there's mold. Got to go around it. Got to get out of it. And I did a personal review that way. And you then we're so coachable. And look at the miracles that have unfolded, getting the remediation started, getting the thing that was causing the disease out of there, and how we met, and small world that you end up getting the same mold remediator, not even living close to where I live in northwest of Orlando. And he said, oh, hell, I know that. Well, tell us about that story. You're with the mole guy. He's testing the house. And how did it come around to Healthopedia? This is a hilarious story.
Well, I actually, as I was following this guy around, he was actually pretty fascinating. And part of what I'm doing now is, as a result of the accident, is really stepping into living an anti-inflamed lifestyle. And I'm thinking your environment is part of that, you know, you call it pillars in your book, and I just call it different, you know, phases of life, and part of the phase of your life is your environment. And I said to him, why, this would be awesome at our gigging in down in Boca. And he was, well, tell me about it. And I said, yeah, we just did this book called Help. And he says, Dr. Jody Bear. And I went, yeah, absolutely. Small world, I really believe there are never, ever, ever any coincidences in life. I think that things happen for a reason or a season. And, you know, the rest is history.
And I think we're going to paint Florida with our look for, now that they're starting in the next 120 days, there will be a book signing near you. And we're just going to call that the Karen R. And where is the Karen R. and Jody Bear? Well, where in the world are we? So rare. We are going to be together, and they're going to know where in the world is the Rudolph and the Bear. That's just where it goes, because I'm sure you've never thought of yourself as a reindeer, but you know they're kind of bearish animals too. So I mean the thing that when I look at your chapter and how you go through, how you got through a toxic relationship and you chose to leave, how you're getting through this other side of things, and now getting through, now that the mold is leaving your body, which, by the way, 80% of all people have some kind of a mold growing in their system, and is usually, it bears out to an inflammatory lifestyle, and inflammation is the number one cause of all disease. But when you told me, and I was doing an edit with you, and you said, well, I did my action steps around the six pillars of health. I'm going, aw, how you honored me with that. No one has ever done that. That was so special, Karen.
Well, I look at everything as interconnected, right? I look at it as community. I believe it. I live it. I embody it, because I believe we're not here to do life alone. And collaboration is, you know, I mean, that's where it's at. So why wouldn't I lift you, who's honored me, and why wouldn't I lift the community who's there to, I would like to think, honor the higher cause? So, yeah.
Yes. And it's life, and that's that life conversation. It emanated from within you. As your quote, you're living your quote. And you go on and you said, my journey from a questioning child to a catalyst for change, I believe when we do your why, because I'm so excited that you're going to be with us in the essence of a woman. And can you just pinch yourself that you're going to be in a book with Dr. Khalilah Camacho Ali, Muhammad Ali's wife? Is that just like crazy good?
Yeah, that's awesome. It's exciting.
You know,
it's been an exciting journey.
It has been. And being down in Boca, she will be there accepting her Lifetime Achievement Award in health, because it's quite a woman to say, I'm his first and last wife, that she went through a forgiveness with Muhammad Ali and took care of him in his later years. And they remained close after that. That is really a woman who knows forgiveness, who knows faith, and all those things that you espouse. So if you were going to say one thing to our audience, how we're going from book to Boca to movement to expansive movement globally and worldwide, what would you say to our listening audience here?
You know what just came to my mind, to my heart intuitively, is be integral with yourself. You know, instead of making excuses like really step into your power and don't miss this one, because your health is your wealth. Without your health, you've got nothing. You've got very little to anything, I should say. And I just think this is going to be an opportunity not to be missed by any stretch. And it's going to make the biggest, most profound difference in your life. And you're never going to be bored, because people are going to be there lifting you. Because I'm one of those people that have the wings beneath your wings. So, and I'm going to make sure everybody else does, because I know Dr. Jody does as well. So,
I mean, that's so true. And to think, ladies and gentlemen, if you are out there and you're a lawyer, you're a doctor, you're an entrepreneur, you're a mompreneur, you know, you're a soccer mom, just taking your kids back and forth to school and back and forth and back and forth and all of this. Or you're an executive with a Fortune 100 company, or you're the very best executive secretary that you can be. You're working at Publix because we need our food. It doesn't matter what you could be. I have this question for you. What if you had the tools in your hand so that you could then do your vision and your mission to fruition to the best of your ability? That's what it's going to be, Karen.
Absolutely, because awareness is key. It's then what you do with the awareness that's going to be powerful.
And you said, you know, that awareness, your mental step, as you said, awareness, to replace your words with affirming, empowering statements. I can only say that you are one of these people. I'm so thankful that I remember when you said, well, my first name is Karen, but I'm not that Karen. You stood up for yourself, even to Les Brown. He was not going to school you on this thing that's going about Karen. And it really, I have an acrostic for you. You know how I do these. Peter always cracks up when I do this, but it stands for fearless. Karen, this is you. And I want you to just take this in and then breathe out, because that mold is leaving your system even as we speak. And fearless for you stands for faith, enthusiasm, appreciation for life, results in love for everyone, simply having success. And that's you. You want it for everyone, and we want it for you. I'm so honored that you're in my life. I'm so honored that we're down here to be in Florida. We're always going to be known as the M&Ms, the mold sisters, but it will be gone from both of us, because you can't learn about anything, love or life, unless you're on the wings of grace. And Karen Rudolph, that is you. Yeah. Back to you, Peter.
Thank you. All
Peter,
great information.
You're just spellbound, Peter.
I had some background noise, so I made sure I muted myself out. I didn't want to ruin this. So I really, really, really appreciate the radio show. And also, Karen, you have a great website. So for those people, if you missed it, if you go to Tranquil, TranquilUIL, and then Solutions. So if you go there, you'll be able to see her really cool website as well. And Jody, I really appreciate you bringing her here. We're going to do the replay of this next week as well, and just really looking forward to this. So thanks for being the person that you are. Thanks for bringing the stuff that you bring to Building Fortunes Radio. We're going to make sure you have a guest page for those people that want to look you up. They'll be able to find you, Karen Rudolph, R-U-D-O-L-F, R-U-D-O-L-F, and she's going to have a guest page on Building Fortunes Radio. So, Jody, thanks for being here, and thanks for, you know, thanks for bringing people here that show us how to make a big difference in their own lives, but also in our lives as well, and such a variation, like so many different types of people you brought here with so many different backgrounds. It's just amazing. So thanks for writing the chapters in the book as well. So, Jody, I'm going to let you wrap it up. You got about a minute or so.
Because, Peter, what we do, what you do on Building Fortunes Radio, what I do every single day, whether it's a speaker, author, a project coordinator, doing this publishing as we've done, helping a client with mold or weight loss, we do this because if we just learn about it, we would we wouldn't be living life. You cannot learn about health. You cannot learn about life. You must experience it. And what you've shown me is that you live it and you be it. as Karen says, this, I love your B. She says this in her chapter as well. That's B-E is capital. Karen, I love your B. And if this is being and you're hearing yes. something down in Boca Raton, I will say be there in Boca. You'll see yes. funny little memes. I've got a Speedo. Dr. Jim has a Speedo, and I have a bikini, and we're running through the sand. And we said, if you want what we have, do what we get to do to get what we got. This is what health in our 70s looks like. Because in 36 days, actually 35, I will be not 69 and 11, 12. I will be in my 70s and my 8th decade. What a great way to just inaugurate this in with these beautiful people. But if you hear this radio show and you act quickly, all right, anybody that texts me on my regular texting number, 678-522-3757, you can call me old school, 800-820-0584. Go ahead and find me at J-O-D-E-E at healthcoachjodee.com. I use my name so you wouldn't forget me. And find me on Healthopedia 365, both on my YouTube channel and on Instagram. And you say, I want to take a part of Boca 500. I just decided, Peter, that the 1995, which is, does include all of your meals, because I wasn't going to do an event and then have you eat Popeye's fried chicken. I don't think so. That would be incongruous. We wouldn't be living on the wings of faith. We'd be living on the saddlebags of not love. So loving yourself. It includes all of your food. It includes the seminar. It includes getting a book. It includes being around with Jim Marinakis, who gets $30,000 for a weekend, and nobody blinks an eye. But you get that for $19.95. But what this is all about is what Karen was saying. Her be. To learn how you be is priceless. So text me and said, I want to participate in Boca 500. I'm offering to anyone who reaches out this week a $500 discount symposium and retreat, Peter. So how's that for being generous?
Excellent. Thank you.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone. Thank you,
Thanks
Karen.
For listening to Building
Thank
Fortunes
you.
Radio.
Thank you.
If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized website, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.